Today is May 31st, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Decision to be made today in shooting case. Decision as to what charge will be placed against M. Valverde Perez and what, if any, against Carl Kirch in connection with the shooting Friday night of Pedro Pannacini will be made today. A.E. Graham, prosecuting attorney, said last night, Perez was taken to the county jail at Montesano Tuesday morning while Kirch is still at liberty. Funeral services of the dead man were held from the Pinnock Chapel at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. The body was buried in Hoquiam Cemetery. Asked if Kirch was to go free without trial, Mr. Graham said, We have not definitely decided that we will prosecute him. The decision will be made according to the nature of further information now being secured by the Sheriff's Office. The two men admitted, at an inquest Monday night, being in a struggle with Pannacini at the time the latter was shot. Kirch said Perez had hold of the revolver immediately after the shooting, while Perez said it was on the ground and was first picked up by Kirch. In other news, spite alleged to have been reason for wrecking car. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. When Frank Wakefield ceased to agree with his wife, he was satisfied to move away, and though he believed he had got the worst of it, was willing to forget. But not so with friend wife, according to a report made to police. Wakefield told the authorities that when he went out to his garage this morning, he found his car a complete wreck. Nails had been driven into all of the tires, the upholstery had been torn to pieces, the windshield broken, the curtains stripped from their fastenings, and several pieces of equipment, including a motor meter, removed. He declared his wife, who left the city shortly after he had had trouble with her, recently had been pestering him, and that she had threatened to get even. Wakefield said that he had no enemies except his wife. Police, who investigated the case, reported that the machine, which is a 1923 model, is a complete wreck, and that whoever did the damage had probably spent 2 or 3 hours in wrecking the machine. In other news, escaped worker from jail taken as terror. After several days liberty following his escape from the Aberdeen police tolls, during which he went on a canned heat drunk, entered several homes near Grass Creek and caused police of both Hoquiam and Aberdeen to wonder what he would do next. William Walker was arrested by Hoquiam officers yesterday on an intoxication charge, was the information at headquarters. Attention of the local police was first called Tuesday to his escape by a telephone call from Grass Creek stating that a man had run amok and was terrorizing the district. Having recently ordered Walker out of town and suspecting the identity of the terror, police were not anxious to bring him back, but went out in search of him when he was caught yesterday morning. Investigation showed he had escaped while working out a sentence in Aberdeen at the Parks. Chief George Dean was making arrangements last night to have the prisoner turned over to Aberdeen after he had squared himself with the law in Hoquiam. And finally, police hold man for investigation. N.E. Street was arrested for investigation last night. Police say he has knowledge of an attack on a girl near the corner of 5th and L Streets Saturday night. The girl's cries for help attracted members of a lodge meeting in the McGee Hall, who rushed to her rescue and frightened away her assailant after some of her clothing had been torn during a struggle with a man. Patrolman W.M. Moorcroft, who had made the arrest, declined to discuss the case, but said that a warrant would be made out against Street today. Street is being held on $150 cash bail or $300 bond. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 31, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our Red Car Raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.